This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Wendy Mader. A group supporting conservative Senate candidates is considering whether to toss a last-minute life preserver to Missouri Congressman Todd Akin. The Senate Conservatives Fund had shied away from Akin and remained neutral in last month's Republican Senate primary. But Executive Director Matt Hoskins said today that the group is seriously considering supporting Akin. He says it appears unlikely Akin will drop out by Tuesday's deadline and could still beat Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. Columbia City Council is considering a ban on fireworks within city limits. The new law would make possession a misdemeanor and would add to the already existing prohibits on sale, manufacture, and use of fireworks, except during specific dates. A spokesperson from the Columbia Police Department says the dry conditions this year, an accident during the 4th of July, and an increased number of firework-related issues led to the law's proposal. Bob J. Rowe, owner of Bob's Fireworks based in Southeast Columbia, says the existing laws are harsh enough, and this change could negatively impact his business.
All the stands took a hell of a beating this year. They didn't sell near as many fireworks. The average was between 50 and 75% down.
The ban was introduced at Monday's meeting, and City Council is scheduled to vote on the bill October 1st. A report shows the SAT college entrance exam scores of Missouri high school graduates fell this year. Marshall Griffin reports.
Missouri's average scores for critical reading and math this year are at 584 and 587, respectively. Both were at 592 last year. Missouri's writing scores also dropped slightly from 573 last year to 564 this year. A perfect SAT score is 2400. Elementary and secondary education spokeswoman Sarah Potter says SAT performance does not accurately reflect the college readiness of Missouri's high school students.
You're not testing the same students from year to year and seeing how they're doing. It's a whole different group, and there's actually less taking it this year.
Potter says SAT scores for Missouri students are still above the national average. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Employment at Lake Regional Health System in Osage Beach has increased in the last 4 years. Its current payroll totals more than $70 million with more than 1,100 employees. The employment increase was recently documented in an annual report for the 2012 fiscal year. Missouri Health Association spokesperson Dave Dillon says the steady growth isn't surprising.
Healthcare jobs are fairly solid. And in fact, in the healthcare community, you find, unlike a lot of other places, that we still have a fairly high level of vacancy in many of the technical positions.
Another Lake Regional spokesperson says along with increasing employment, they are also making other improvements. Electronic health records are being used to more efficiently treat emergency patients who are not from the Lake Ozark area. For KBIA News, I'm Wendy Mader.